Hey, it's time for Tech Talk, and we got lots of stuff to talk about tonight. In your tech update, we're talking about what?
Mac Minis? Yeah, we talk about the Mac Mini you just got. Have you been pwned? We want to know. We talk about the UR12, Skype. It died on Valentine's Day. Darn. Why? And maybe what kind of portable SSD drive you might want to get.
All right. And all your questions.
So many questions.
That have been sent in to the guys at VOBS.TV. So RX, stay tuned.
You name it. Twisted Wave, tech stuff at the Wazoo DSers, you name it.
More than you can handle.
Stay tuned.
So coming up right now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Source Elements, remote connections made even easier. VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to be a successful voiceover artist. J. Michael Collins Demos, award-winning demo production. VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voiceover website won't be a pain in the butt. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
And we're back. And
now what are we doing?
We're doing Tech Talk.
Oh, Tech Talk. Okay.
Tech Talk. Tech Talk. I can actually straighten the microphone.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I know. Don't ever do that in the studio.
Never touch the microphone.
No. Yeah. Let the union guys do that.
Get your freaking arm broken.
Yes. Anyway.
What's new?
We're going to talk about first your tech update because you got a lot of stuff you want to cover here. Like the new Mac Mini, which I have actually pulled the trigger on.
Yes, it is. It is,
and full, I know you have too.
For real, I haven't. It's still
you,
in my shop.
You haven't.
No, you thought you bought one because you thought I bought one.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. The problem is, I found a mountain bike I want, and that's kind of distracting me right now from buying
priorities.
How's the sound on that?
It sounds great, man. My sister got a car. I got a computer. No. It's the Mac Mini 2018. It's for real.
Tell us why it's for real.
Well, I finally got to set up one in a studio, having it up and running, doing voiceover studio work, and it does what you want it to do. It boots up fast. It launches applications quickly. It runs really well. It's got all the right ports on it. You know, it's got actual USB ports, which a lot of new Macs don't have.
Right.
This one does.
It has at least one.
It's got two USB 3 ports on it. It's got four Thunderbolt 4 or three ports that are also USB. You just need a little adapter, but it's got those. But another thing is it's quiet.
Right.
So normally the real test of a Mac is that when you first turn it on and it starts updating a million things, the fan goes berserk, right? This thing is still relatively quiet. Like I wouldn't say I could have it sitting right underneath my voiceover mic, in a good studio, but it's nowhere near as loud as the older Mac Minis. I mean, they would, you know,
it's really, like a hair dryer.
It is like a little mini hair dryer.
Have you heard of what those are for?
You can, and it works as a hair dryer if you hold it upright. In fact, if I have an old Mac Mini right here, and you can plug it in and you can use as a hair dryer. The slot where the air comes out on the old Mac Mini was a little teeny slit, and the new one, it's a huge opening. They just have much better airflow. They're
like a 4-inch conduit put in there with it.
It's a real good design. This is the old one, by the way. You can tell the new one because the new ones are like black. They've gone to a black color.
Ah.
I call it the Mac Mini Pro because it's so good. It's It really actually as good as a Mac Pro was 5 years ago as a Mac Mini.
Wow.
Which is just pretty impressive.
One-tenth the size.
Yeah.
How much?
About, I mean, you can start at like $750 and you're probably good. If you're going to be doing a lot of video editing, you got to crunch a lot of video, maybe even 4K video, then you want to go upgrade to one that's going to be about $1,100. Even then, not too crazy, not too hard on the wallet. And
all you need is a flat screen.
All you need is a monitor. Right. And I just set one up with an LG 21:9 ultra wide monitor for Joseph Briano and actually Paul Pape, both. And it works beautifully with those big wide screens. So,
cool. You
know, I'm thrilled with it. So I think you're going to be happy when you get yours.
I can't wait.
You got a little upgrade on yours, right? You got the i5 quintuple. No,
It's the i5.
The 6-core.
It's the 6-core i5.
6-core i5. And
but
then
with 16 gigabytes of RAM.
16 gigabytes of RAM, yeah. It comes with 8.
You got the one with handlebars.
Yeah. I already have the handlebars.
I mean, honestly, the base model is 8 gigs of RAM or memory. It's enough for the majority of you.
Yeah.
But if you're multitasking like crazy, video editing, all this stuff, the extra memory would be appreciated. If you're editing massive 30 megabyte raw video or photo files, you'll appreciate the extra memory.
Right.
You can upgrade the memory. Here's what Apple does. They're stinkers. You can actually upgrade the memory. Yay.
But
the old Mac, you just popped off the lid. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
pop off the lid and the memory was right there. You can get to it easily. On the new one, they install a little metal fence. There's a border wall over the RAM.
Yeah.
And you have to take this thing completely apart to change the RAM on the new one. It's not horribly scary to do, but it's 17 steps instead of 2.
Right.
So you can do it. It's just not as easy. So if you think you need the RAM and you don't want to pay for it later, get it now. It'll be already in there. Painless.
Anyway,
it's a good machine. If you want the horsepower, go for it.
Now, last week you talked about getting pwned.
Pwned, yeah.
What's the latest?
We talked about pwning or getting pwned. So I mentioned last week, and let me remind myself what that was called. There's a website. It's President's Day. Everybody's tooling around in their warbirds. Sorry about the noise.
That's an old one.
Have I been pwned.com? I mentioned this. Pwned is geek speak for owned, and owned means have you been hacked and does somebody have access to your data? And I mentioned a website, Have I Been Pwned, and I'm wondering if anybody actually did go on to Have I Been Pwned, typed in their email or password, and found your information was leaked on the internet. So if that's put something in the Facebook or the YouTube comments, let us know, you know, what websites you found out were leaking your information, because that's the kind of stuff you can find out on Have I Been Pwned.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I don't know that I want that information.
You may not want it.
Yeah,
your chances are you're going to type in a password that you use on every website that you're too lazy to make a new one, and it's going to be on some database out there that is in the public. So check that out. I'm wondering if any of you guys have checked on there to see.
The Steinberg UR12.
Yeah, I've probably mentioned this one on the show. Do you remember me bringing this thing?
No, it's the first time I've heard this.
I mean, a lot of us...
I was listening, but...
we love the Focusrite, the Scarlett Solo, the 2i2.
Right.
And they're great. And they have a new Gen 2 version. It's greater. It's got better headphones and everything. But it's still missing this one feature. And somehow Steinberg thought, well, we'll write a driver that nobody else has for our thing. What it does is it allows you to have loopback.
Right.
So you just pop in a little window. It's going to be in system preferences, blah, blah, blah. It's buried under a few things. But once you have that window open, if you check the box, you now have loopback. So if you have that need to, you know, make a client happy who really has to have playback in their studio, they want to hear the last take you did because they were on Snapchat when they were directing you, you're going to want to have something like the ability to play back. Now, there's a million ways to do this. You know, you can hold your headphones up to the phone. You can turn up your speakers. There's a lot of ways to do this. But if you have it set up with this, it's a little checkbox.
Right.
Turn it on. And now when you hit play, They're going to hear whatever you play back on Skype or Zoom or whatever phone system you're using on your computer.
Right. Well, like on a Yamaha AGO 3 or 6, it's just a little switch. Why is not Steinberg, who are Yamaha and one of the same,
why have they not
put that on there as an actual physical switch?
Well, I think maybe because when they bought the, here's my theory.
Okay.
They bought the Yamaha company. They had now the AGO 3 in their arsenal,
right.
And they saw there was a demand for this loopback thing. But rather than go back to the drawing board and redesign the UR12, their smart brainiac guys were like, we can make a driver that does that. So they just made it a software thing.
Ah.
Is it as convenient as a flicking of a switch? No, definitely not. But if you already have a UR12 or the UR22, any of those variances, that feature is already there. You probably didn't even know it. And it's just kind of a cool bonus.
All right.
I mean, $100, you get an interface with a mic preamp, a good headphone amp, and that function. And it's a good piece of gear. Sounds good.
Right. Now, what happened with Skype? I don't use Skype anymore. I mean, I have it, but I don't use it. But I guess there was a problem on Valentine's Day.
It just seemed to be that timing.
Overwhelmed when you called grandma for Valentine's Day, I guess.
I don't know. It just was the timing of it. Maybe that was the first day I had used Skype in a couple of days, but whatever the case may be, I was one of those holdouts using Skype 7.6. And I was telling everybody, stick with 7. 8 stinks. They broke it. Blah, 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 blah. Well, there was rumors that they were eventually going to basically deprecate it or basically kill the functionality of 7. And that's basically what they did, I found out. The thing was, you had to kind of do some research to figure out what was going on. Instead of it saying, sorry, you're going to have to upgrade to keep working, you would start Skype, it would log in, you'd see your contacts, everything, and then within 2 seconds, it would log you back out again and say, you need to verify your account information. Ooh. You'd go through all of that, and then it would give you a little error message with a sad face saying, we're sorry, we can't log you in.
Right.
No explanation.
Right.
No, nothing saying you must upgrade to version 8.
Right.
So the way I found out that it was the wrong version was by, you know, this is what you do in these days and age, you tweet. So I tweeted Skype support, and I was like, hey, guys, what the hell is going on with version blah, blah, blah? And they said, sir, have you updated to the latest version? Of course.
Of course.
Of course they're going to say that. So I did. I updated, and yes, indeed, that fixed the problem. The good news is that it's been long enough now since 8 came out that they have fixed all the problems, pretty much. They put back into features, they removed, they fix the preferences window. You can now actually choose which microphone you're using and speakers. There's a little meter now, which they got rid of all these things. They put them all back. So now it ain't so bad being stuck on Skype 8. It works. I know there's other things. There's Zoom. There's all these other tools. I have a Skype phone number, and that's just kind of where I run everything.
I just use my phone. I want to call my mom, I use this.
You know. Well, I do a lot of support, so I'll be on the phone with them, and then they'll say, let me Skype you, and I'll go ahead, and then they Skype me, and I don't have to do a thing. It just, now I'm on Skype, it's just seamless.
Grab the microphone there, Scott, because I guess our guest engineer has a comment.
I use Skype almost exclusively for coaching.
Yeah.
Because of the same thing. I'm not smart, so I want to touch it and have it go, and it makes that great little... Da, 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 the little song, and then there's my person. So yeah, come on. I like that. I've used Zoom before when I'm doing multiple people. Like it if Skype had a multiple person format, but I don't.
It does, but it's just not thought out as well.
Yeah, Zoom works really well for
Zoom
groups.
Is a conferencing tool. Skype is a chatting phone, you know, voice video chatting tool that has conferencing as sort of a feature. But it's not well implemented.
I bet a bunch of your work is on Skype.
Yeah,
you need to see what the hell you're, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I do it on Skype. I use a remote screen access, something called Screen Connect. Mm. I use a couple different things, but at the end of the day, Skype is so ubiquitous, so I can almost guarantee that the other person probably has it, and that they've probably used it. So,
and who does
what ubiquitous means?
Yes,
I was.
I'm so glad you came tonight.
Brought to you by
ubiquitous. Alrighty. Well, we were at NAMM a couple of weeks ago.
We were.
And
the
we
convention, yes. Not the war.
Yes.
You weren't there, man. You don't know what NAMM was like.
And I was hoping Peter Coyote could narrate these, but it just didn't happen.
There was one more thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed something here.
There was one more thing.
Wow, look at that.
If you're looking for fast but affordable external storage for your computer, which you probably are, this is a SanDisk Extreme Portable SSD. So this is basically, it's a flash drive, but, you know, you plug it into a USB 3 or USB 2 port, and it also plugs into all the new Macs with the little USB-C port. So it's got a little adapter. Yeah, shiny. And it's really fast. So, like, I plugged it into my MacBook Air, which is a 2013, I think.
How much does it hold?
This is a little baby one. It's only 500 gigabytes, which sounds like a lot, but by today's standards, it's not. But 500 gigabytes.
And that's something that big?
Yeah, $90. You want to? I'll turn your mic on now because Miranda, I have that mic turned off. So
how much does it cost?
How much does it cost? So a 500 gig one like this is about $90-ish, and they go up from there pretty quick, but you get them up to 4 terabytes.
Cool.
Fast. Jeez. You can beat on this thing like that, and it's not going to crash because it's not.
But why would you?
That was what I just did. That was dumb. Don't do that.
Today's dumb moment.
Brought to you.
SanDisk. Yes. Alrighty.
Anyway, it's a good piece.
All right.
Beautiful, man.
So we were at NAMM and had a great time.
5, 6, 7. Open the pearly gates.
Okay. That's right. boy, you know that one.
Don't ask me. I don't give a damn.
Right. Anyway. But we talked to a bunch of cool people. And one of the first videos we want to show is with our good friends at Studio Bricks. And I got to talk to Miguel.
You did.
Let's play that.
Once again, we're here at NAMM 2019 here in Anaheim, and we're here with our good friends at Studio Bricks, and we're here with Miguel. Hi. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
Wow. We had such fun putting that Studio Bricks together in Las Vegas at WovoCon this year. It was easy, and it sounded great.
Thank you. Really glad to hear that.
Yeah. What is it that makes Studio Bricks so different from all the other booths that we see out there?
Well, this is, you know, as we spoke, you know, this is our 5th year in a row here in the NAMM show. So, and we are, this year, we are coming with this Studio Bricks 1 voiceover edition. And what is making this product different? You know, this is like a big Lego. It's really fun to assemble the booth. The quality of the product is, you know, the quality of the walls. This is like MDF varnish.
Right.
That makes a really big difference because, you know, the other booths, they have this carpeting around and we don't have that.
Yeah.
And then we are using this kind of fancy acoustic panels. And as I told you, this is the voiceover edition. It coming with this kind of amazing yellow tech microphone arm.
Oh, yes.
And, you know...
We'll go inside here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the biggest part of this, though. It's this vault door that they have on here. It weighs a ton, but it's the real secret to sealing up this booth.
Yeah. Yeah. The door is unimportant, you know. Here, it's really important.
Let's take the one mic so we can talk wirelessly.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So we'll close the door in here.
We seal
the door so no one can get out.
Yeah.
But, you know, we hear just a little bit of rumble from, you know, the air conditioning maybe, but you're not going to have that in a normal studio.
Yeah.
But the sound in here doesn't bounce around at all. It's, you know, you've got these great little lights that fit right inside the, see if you can get a shot of that, George, the lighting strip that fits inside
the acoustic paneling here. Yeah.
And, you know, a desk that goes on here. And as you were saying, the yellow tech arm that's really nice. So you've got, and there's plenty of room in here for your voiceover.
Yeah, even this is the smallest one, you know, because this is the Studio Bricks 1, 3x4 inside.
Right.
And I have a lot of, you know, reviews from our customers saying that, you know, even this is a 3x4, you cannot feel trapped inside of the booth. You know?
Well, two of us, it's a little close, yeah, but it's not, gross, it's not yeah. bad. Yeah, but you got the big bass trap back up in here, and that reduces a lot of the standing waves really, really well. But it's beautifully constructed. It's heavy duty. You know, they're not the least expensive one, but totally worth it if you're in a fairly noisy environment.
Yeah.
And, we really like them. What is it that you really like about your product?
Well, I really like the style of the product, also the quality of the sound side, you know, and the materials we are using. We are using like this, we are improving always with different kind of eco-friendly materials.
Yeah.
This is like water-based paints. And also, you know, we are always like improving our products, looking for different kind of solutions, really eco-friendly with the environment. And yeah, we are always, you know, like keep going, and that is our main goal.
Yeah. Now you're located in Spain, so they get shipped over from Spain. So it's like everybody waits in anticipation as this big box shows up.
Yeah.
You know, we see this big box, and it was like, well, why don't we just put the box in the corner and tell everybody this is the booth? But no, we opened it up and we put it. And I guess you put together one for Joe Cipriano yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah, it was fun too.
It's a fun project. It's like working with Legos.
Yeah, working with Lego, a little bit, you know.
A little bit bigger.
Bigger and heavier than, you know, that the regular Lego, but yeah.
Yeah, it also has a ventilation system. You've got this unit down here.
Yes, we have the aeropack there. It's super quiet. Right now it's working, but you cannot hear. Thank you very much.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again. And I hope to see you next year.
Indeed, they really make a great product. I mean, and it's very, very different from what the other guys are doing.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of effort that went into designing and constructing this thing is kind of mind-boggling. He showed us pictures of the factory.
Yeah.
It is massive. Now, keep in mind, the voiceover segment for them is small.
It's like, a little tiny.
They put them in these places called WeWork. Maybe you've heard of WeWork. Those group workspaces.
WeWork,
yeah.
That's
in L.A.,
we
renamed them to WeWork in L.A., man. But WeWork has bought over 1,000 of them, I think. So right. They sell a lot of them.
Didn't Cipriano just build in the
Joe Cipriano's
over?
Got one. He just happened to be... He happened to get his delivery the same week they were visiting
town,
from
yeah.
out of town, and they physically came over and helped us put it together. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a quick thing. You just like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I mean, it takes longer to get it out of the box than it does to put it together.
Yeah, it's like, okay, how do we do this?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. No, but once you got it. Now, the other thing we looked at was something new from Epygee, the Epygee Hype.
That's right.
Which is a very, you know, if you're used to like the Epygee mic, which a lot of people have,
yes.
which is great to have on your road, they've got something new. Let's take a look at that.
This is a new product here at NAMM 2019 by our friends at Epygee, and it's called the Epygee Hype mic. And if you're familiar with the Epygee mic, this is it's a more advanced version of it. But what it has is a lot of forward processing. Not that I'm a big fan of forward processing, but for something simple, it works on your iPad, and you can adjust the EQ, you can adjust the pitch, you can add compression to it. But doing stuff like that, you know, you can add. You know, you can use some reverb on it, and I guess that's supposed to simulate a tube drive. And it's actually kind of cool. If this is the kind of thing that you want to be able to do, if you're using any front-end processing. Of course, I like to keep things dry, but if you're somebody that has to do a little bit of this kind of stuff, or if you're doing music, it actually could probably be very useful. But you see this thing, it's just this tiny little thing. But it also has a much better visual VU meter on it, which it's not just a little green light that flashes. Now it's at least giving you an accurate level. But I'm sure it's still
not very forgiving for plosives. It's not. But how well does this work? Peter Piper picked a peck of... All right, well, that helps a little bit. But it's a nice unit. And what are these things going for now? These are...
This is nice. This design.
Yeah, it's
the way that pop screen wraps around, and then it the pop screen screws onto the rear of the mic.
Yeah, actually, that is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's a good design.
But here's another interesting thing about it. It works with Windows.
With Windows.
Not just Mac only.
Yeah, so you're seeing more cross-compatibility now from Apogee.
Which
yeah.
is kind of cool.
Yeah, more flexible.
Anyway, you might want to look at something like this. You want to have some fun with a little mic. It's the Apogee Hype mic.
I could see it being good for podcasters. Maybe even more so.
As for podcasting, it would probably be excellent.
And when you put up in front of somebody who doesn't have a good vocal technique, that way you can deal with their, you know, their up and down volume when they're really
exactly,
pushing too
exactly.
loud and stuff like that. So, cool.
All right.
All
cool.
right. The Apogee Hype.
Apogee.
Thank you, Dan.
What I do, but it's
now that thing's a little pricey. I mean, it's $350 for that.
I need to figure out if those extra bells and whistles are
worth
a real benefit.
Yeah.
I think, you know, again, I'm always talking about high pass filters. It has one, so if that works well, it could be worthwhile. I don't know. We'll get one in the demo. Apogee, you know how to find us. We've only met you probably 37 times.
They're just on the other side of the hill here.
I don't know. They're right in Santa Monica.
Right.
So anyway, I the headphone jack's cool. The Apogee Mic Plus has that for about $100 less if you need that kind of a feature. So, you know, the hype, is it worth the hype? It's a pretty bold statement to call their product the hype.
No. Let's demo it and see.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, if you're... Probably figured out that George and I know an awful lot about home voiceover studios by now. See, we've only been doing this show since, 2011?
Has it been that long?
It has been. It's almost 8 years.
Wow.
In March.
I'll drink juice to that.
I think that's an excellent idea.
It seems like a decade.
Salute. Yeah.
Almost. A couple of donuts short of a decade. But anyway, if you want help with your home studio, I mean, you can watch our show and you can pick up a tip here or there, but it always helps to work with guys that have been in the trenches and been doing this stuff for years.
And also know
what the trend is now, what's happening now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you could find people that used to do it 15, 20 years ago, but you guys are in the trenches every freaking day.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Some days.
You dress like it.
Yeah. If you want help with your home studio, there's only two places you can go. You could work with George, and the way you do that is by...
You go over to georgethetech.com, or the short version, georgethetech.tech. That's where you can find me. You can book services with me. You can do virtual processing stacks. You can do a sound check, or you can book time. Just good old-fashioned phone call if you like to work that way. Whatever you want, head on over there. And if you'd like to work with Dan in his world, in his corner of the web, you can go on over to...
You can find me right here at homevoiceoverstudio.com, where I do a lot of the same things, work a lot with beginners, help them really get the understanding of what it is that you have to do to start your home voiceover studio.
Yeah.
And or if you're someone that's already set up their studio and you want to hear what it sounds like, I've got my world-famous specimen collection cup sitting at the bottom of the page. Click on that for $25, and I will analyze your audio. And if you need some help... We'll work it out.
It's for audio, Scott.
For audio.
I need a studio intervention bad. I need a studio intervention badly, so I'm hoping for that.
We're working on that. Anyway, we've got a bunch of questions from our amazing audience, so we'll be right back to answer those right after these important messages.
Hi, this is Kat Cressida, and this is VoiceOver Body Shop.
As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. and it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what. Do we get most often? Well, far and away, it's how do I even get started in voiceover? And we have a great answer to that question. Take VO2GoGo's free Getting Started in VO class. You heard right, it's free, and it's available online 24/7 at gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. If you've been watching VOBS and thinking that you need to get in gear and start your own voiceover career, this is the class you should start with. You'll learn about the vocal skills you need, the storytelling skills you need, the equipment you need, and the business skills you need, all in one single comprehensive online class taught by VO2GoGo's David H. Lawrence XVII. This class won the Backstage Reader's Choice Award 4 years in a row. And again, there's no charge. It's absolutely free. Want to take it? Sure you do. Go to gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. It's a, the files are ready, don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
Hi, this is Bill Farmer, and you are watching VoiceOver Body Shop. It's great.
I can see that we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop, and we got questions from our audience. They're out there all across the fruited plain and all across God's green earth. And what are some of the questions we have? There were a couple that were mailed in. So we'll start with Catherine Campion's question.
Awesome. And as you bring that one up, I'm finding more.
Okay. Because now they're all just piling in.
More keep coming in.
All righty. She says, I'm pretty secure in the overall sound quality of my studio. In the past 10 years, I've only had one client comment on my audio quality, and it was back when I was using a USB mic into a noisy laptop. All right. Well, she lucked out. It's just occasional noise from heating equipment, cars going by, mouth clicks, etc., that I'd love to reduce, eliminate more easily than tackling one noise at a time. I invested in Isotope RX7 Elements and can't for the life of me find a tutorial that actually teaches me how to use it. I record in Twisted Wave, import the MP3 into RX Elements, click Repair Assistant, and each time it tells me no significant clipping, clicks hum noise, even when I know there was noise from the washing machine, Boiler Street, my mouth. She has a boiler? Well, she must live in the Northeast.
Actually, I think she lives in L.A.
Really?
I've worked with her, so I know personally that she's got good audio.
Okay, right. Well, it offers three levels of repair options, all of which sound identical to the original. Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong, and do I need to invest in yet another thing? Well,
what you're doing wrong is relying on an automatic thing to do something that you can't really, I don't think you can do automatically yet.
Presets are nice, but.
Yeah, it only takes you so far. I think if your issues are on the more, let me start by saying I have not used that tool yet. Okay. I have not used
I haven't either.
This wizard. So I don't know if it's because your particular situation you're having a problem, or if it's just something that doesn't work well for everybody. But I will assume that it's not working well because your issues are all too subtle for it to pick up. That's my guess. Like, they're all there, and to the trained voice actor's ear, they're all quite audible. But to the whatever algorithms in this thing,
somebody listening on their iPad, enough. They ain't gonna hear it.
Yeah, they're probably not severe enough. So you're asking a tutorial. Yeah, I don't know many tutorials that explain how to fine tune these tools.
Right.
I know to do is by ear.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know what to do, maybe you can start by putting all of the sliders. It has a couple different controls.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the noise, the declicker, for example. Start with them somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Then start incrementally moving one of them at a time, not all of them, but one at a time, to the left or to the right, and see if you can notice a change in what you're doing. That is how I start using something I've never used before. I go, well, if I move sensitivity really far to the right, what happens? Does it get worse or better?
Right.
And that's because a lot of tools, it's not that clear what these things are going to do, and you have to trust your hearing.
Right.
At the end of the day. Unfortunately, the tools in RX, the RX tools for the most part, the declicker, the denoiser, they're relatively simplified. They don't have 15 different controls you have to play with. They have 3 or 4 settings. And so it doesn't take more than maybe 15 minutes to dial in a setting. Again, you have to use your ears, you've got to use some good headphones or really good studio monitors, but you should be able to find changes in those settings after you play with them for a while.
Right. But then, and also, again, you've got to know what it's supposed to sound like. And if you overdo it, you're going to notice it.
Well, and sometimes
someone's going to notice it. And
sometimes people are overly sensitive to their own little sound issues.
Right.
Voice actors, this can happen very commonly. Once the old saying, well, I can't unhear it. You know, once you've heard it, you can't unhear it. I can't unsee it. once you start hearing a mouth click or a sibilance, that's a big one, sibilance. Voice actors are really sensitive to their sibilance. Maybe one client ever says, you're sibilant, and then now you're always sibilant for the rest of your life, no matter what you
think. Forget about it.
Yeah, don't get too sensitive to that stuff, because especially your own headphones could be totally fooling you, making you sound way more sibilant than you actually are. Yeah. So
playback is a significant thing.
And, yeah.
I'm like, sounds fine to me in my studio on my expensive speakers and my monitors, so maybe it's what you're listening on.
Yeah.
Our good buddy Jack DeGolia, sitting out there in the desert, who used to write every word that we would say.
Yeah, good guy.
Has a question. He says, does room tone mixed in Twisted Wave's special paste command make existing room tone louder?
Hmm.
I understood it did not, but I'm getting pushback from voice actors. Well, there's your problem right there. Who think adding room tone this way will double the volume of the room tone, something I've not experienced. Well, if you haven't experienced it, it probably isn't a problem.
We are not experiencing it because you're using it right. So
could be.
If you use special paste the way that I use special paste in Twisted Wave, you're not mixing room tone in over other sound. You're replacing what's there with room tone.
Right.
So, no, the room tone isn't going to get louder. You're just putting in a sample of your existing room tone and using special paste as a way to paste it over the selection.
Right.
Instead of just doing a normal paste, if you do a normal paste, whatever length of the copy was is how long the paste will be. Chances are it's not going to be the right length. But with special paste, if you select a range that you want to replace, boom, it just takes the room tone copied, no matter how long it is. It could be 3 seconds, 8 seconds.
And overrides it.
And overwrites that 0.37 second long thing that you want. So it's moot.
Don't listen to him, Jack.
No.
It's crazy.
They're thinking of the idea of mixing room tone over the track or under the track, as it were. And years ago we talked about this. If you take white noise and take other white noise and mix them together, if they're both the same volume and you mix them together, the volume does not increase by 6 dB. It does not go up.
It just sort of doubles itself.
Increases the density of the room tone, of the white noise, but doesn't go up.
Right.
So maybe that's what they're thinking of.
Right.
So
they're wrong.
Not to worry.
Yeah. Michael Kennedy asks, he says, if getting a new Mac Mini, what configuration might you suggest? If you go all out with the highest capability, memory and, you know, and solid state drive, it can add up. Well, I figured that one out myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they charge a lot for each upgrade.
Yes, they do.
You know, just going for the 16 gigs of RAM over, I mean, it's like $200 more for an extra 8 gigs of RAM.
Do.
And how much is 8 gigs of RAM? But as you explained earlier, it's they've made it hard for you.
Oh, boy. Apple.
Yeah.
I love their hardware, but they really play games with the pricing, what's upgradable, what's not. They change the what's upgradable from model to model.
Right.
You know, they make it a little challenging for us.
But still, it's a Mac. You plug it in, and it works.
Yeah.
I mean, and the majority of the problems that you and I deal with in troubleshooting, generally, it's usually a PC problem.
Mostly. I mean, you can have audio issues on Macs if you're using some really high-end audio gear that has special drivers and a control panel and all this kind of stuff.
Things that's like really external to it and...
Yeah. Yeah, but it's less likely on the Mac. I mean, the RAM or memory, as Apple calls it, same thing, RAM memory, they overcharge for it for sure. The advantage of it is you don't have to upgrade it later. And I have upgraded RAM for many people on Macs. And sometimes that third-party memory goes bad or something goes bad or one of the two chips goes bad or something. And then that's another problem to troubleshoot. And if you get it from Apple, that's probably not going to happen. No guarantee. Basically, the base model iMac is a 6-core i3, which on paper sounds slow because we have an i5 and i7. But in reality, it's quite fast.
It's got 6 cores in it.
It's quite fast for most uses. The one step up, for about $1,000, $1,100, is the i5 6-core. And that one is really quite fast.
And that's what I went for.
Yeah, and that is worth the step up in price because you cannot upgrade the processor.
Right.
You can upgrade the memory. Go to ifixit.com and you can watch videos on how to upgrade. You can see how long it's going to take, how difficult it is, every step involved. It's a little scary. Okay, if you have a brand new Mac that's under warranty, you're probably not going to crack it open as your first upgrade.
Yeah.
But it is doable. In terms of storage, the built-in storage, it starts at 256, I believe. If they have a 128 model, definitely that's much too small for most of us. 256 gig is fine for many of us.
Yeah.
And if you got the scratch, go up to the 512. It might be nice to have a little bit extra storage, but again,
I was gonna say, just
like
get
this,
the SanDisk
500 gigs for $90 and this is fast, really fast. It's not that big a deal anymore.
Yeah, really cool. Okay, we got one last question from our dear friend Debbie Irwin, who's there in New York City, and she asks, I'm in need of a reasonably priced de-esser. Just keep my eyes open for RX's occasional sales. But what were we just saying? It's probably not that bad. It may be what she's listening on.
Before you buy a DS or Debbie,
let's first
get a demo of it so you can play with it. It's free to get a demo. But definitely, I know you're a pro. You've been doing this a real long time. But you're a pro at hearing your own voice in your own headphones, and you don't know what it's sounding like out of context, more than likely what it sounds like to everybody else. And maybe that one client complained about your sibilance. Send it to one of us. We're going to listen to it in our familiar environment, in our familiar headphones. We'll tell you. And
right.
A lot of times, sibilance can be corrected with just a simple
EQ curve, a little
dip right in that sibilance range, and not much else is required. If it's only needed for really severe, I call it ice pick in the forehead sibilance, where it's like, thung, you're like,
that's probably more of a function of microphone and mic technique than anything else.
It's sometimes correct. Sometimes it is.
Alrighty.
There's a few more questions. Were we going to wrap or?
I think we're going to wrap and we'll save them for next time. And
okay.
Lots of questions and we're running out of time. But anyway, we've got to come back and say goodbye and mop up after this mess. So we'll be right back after this.
This is Bill Ratner and you're enjoying Voice Over Body Shop with Dan Leonard and George Whittam, VOBS.TV.
Well, look at that. There's VoiceOver Essentials company mascot Lila the dog sunbathing on Turtle Beach in front of a Porta Booth Pro on spring break with her spiffy free VO as heard on TV baseball cap. Yep, VOBS viewers only can get their famous VoiceOver cap, which is a $19.95 value, free when they order their Portabruth Pro. Never miss a session or audition, even while taking a well-deserved spring break. You can just add the Portabruth Pro and the VoiceOver baseball cap in your cart and then put the promo code PBPROCAP in the promo code field and click the Submit Promo Code button to get their discount for the cap. Both items are on the homepage. The Portabruth is at the top and the cap near the bottom of the page. All you have to do is go over to voiceoveressentials.com. Just go down to the bottom of our homepage. You'll find it there and order your Portabruth Pro now and get your free baseball cap. Thanks, Harlan.
Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverextra.com.
Well, this is the point in the show where I have to talk about Source Elements because they're one of our wonderful sponsors and they make some really cool stuff, primarily Source Connect. That's the tool for voice actors that need to be able to record from their studio to other studios all around the globe. And they've got support as well all around the globe. So chances are if you're logged on to Source Connect, one beautiful thing about them is they have live support technicians available to you because they're multinational. I mean, their headquarters is in Chicago, but also in New Zealand. So they cross time zones, and they got you covered no matter where you are. So go check out Source Connect right now. And the way you do that is you go to source-elements.com. It can get a 15-day free trial. You can get Source Connect Standard, the version that you should be using as voiceover actors these days. Get Source Connect Standard demo for 15 days right away and start using it. Get accustomed to it. Learn how to use the iLock. Get the license set up. Get your system rocking and rolling. And then that day that a session comes along and they want you on Source Connect, you're ready to pull the trigger. You're ready to go. You don't even have to buy it that day. You can do it as a demo. Keep it for a few months. For the day you need it, you can pay for it. It's great. So if you want to give them a try, you know where to go, source-elements.com, and tell them we sent you. Thanks so much for your support. And we'll be right back with more tech talk.
Ooh. I think I heard the voice of a body shop. I did hear the voice of a body shop. Bad old body shop.
Back to say goodbye.
Yes, we are.
Next week on this show, well, in 2 weeks, on the 18th, right. Kiff Vandenhoevel will be here.
Oh, cool.
Another one of those guys who I see, you're watching TV and it's like, oh, there's Kiff.
TVs and movies.
Yeah.
He plays cops.
Yes.
He just happens to get... He has that, I look like a cop kind of guy.
Yeah. You
know? But he does a lot more than that.
Right.
To find out.
And he does voiceover, and he was doing his voiceover podcast, too. So we'll be talking to him about that.
Super cool, nice guy.
Oh, yeah. Who are our donors of the week? I've noticed many, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, let's go take a dab in the donors box. This is where we should have the donors music that I can play to kill time while I go look up the donors.
Dun, 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 dun.
We have lots and lots of donors. Michael Kennedy.
Thanks Michael. Mike.
We answered his question and he gave us some money.
What a guy.
Whoa, thanks a lot, brother. That was very generous of you. Andrew Kaufman, he is one of our subscribers, sends money in on a regular basis because he's subscribing using the subscribe function that PayPal has built in. Philip Sapir, thank you. Keeping down the list. That's a sponsor, so that's even better. Sarah Borges, you can anybody can sponsor the show. Yeah.
If there's something you'd like to advertise to the voiceover community, we're here for you.
We're here. Sarah Borges, thank you. CJ Ringwall. Thank you, CJ. Michael Blanker. Oh, that's not Michael. I'm sorry. Michelle.
Michelle.
My apologies,
Blanker.
Michelle. I know
she'll
Michelle.
Not kill
you. Ant-Land Productions. And Graham Spicer. Thanks, Graham. Brian Roche. And Joseph Harrison. And, man, there's a lot of names.
I told
here.
You Christy there was a
Burns.
Lot this week.
Holy smokes. Thank you. So many of you are helping to boost the show up a little bit with Maria Mackus as well.
All right.
So, yeah, it's been wonderful. We really appreciate all these contributions. They just help us boost up the show a little bit more, fill in the gaps when we need gear and keep things up to date, software updates, all this stuff, and it really is helpful. So,
which is why we look so damn good. Yes.
No, anyway, that would probably be...
Yes. We'd like you to show us your booths. This is CJ Ringwall's booth. Let's see if we can... Yeah, there's his speaker. Yeah, we were thinking, well, it looks like, you know, we just got moving blankets behind us.
Can I put my head on that?
Yeah. Went to the Harbor Freight, got moving blankets. They work great.
There we go.
There
we
go.
I got a good view of it. Okay. We can see everything that's in there. Yeah, I'm telling you, they do look like Harbor Freight blankets, don't they?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
They work.
They do.
You have enough layers of those things, and I think one thin layer of blanket isn't quite cutting it for most people. Double them up, though, and you're getting there.
And for the price, you can't beat that.
Crazy cheap.
Absolutely.
Nice job. Thanks for sending in your picture. We do appreciate it.
Yeah. Send them in to theguys@vobs.tv in landscape, not portrait. Okay. Again, if you want to talk to George and have him help you with your home studio, you go to...
The Tech. George. GeorgeTheTech.com. What else the matter with me? Yeah, that's where you go to find me. And Dan is also available online for tech support over at
HomeVoiceOverStudio.com.
Yes.
I'm there all the time. I just live in my studio. Mm. My wife comes in and says, "You're never leaving here, are you?"
That's why we put the beer keg in here.
That's right. Okay. Well, we're here on alternate Mondays live, but we're also doing Tech Talk. We're taking this segment and we will replay this next week. This amazing interview with Scott Parkin will be all this week. So that'll be really cool. Mm-hmm. Want to be in our studio like Gary is today? Let's get a shot of Gary here.
That's Gary. There's His name Gary. Is Gary, Gary. And they call him Gary.
There's it's Gary, Gary in the corner there. Yeah. all you have to do is write to us again at theguys@vobs.tv and tell us when you're in town or when you can be here, and we'll give you the secret handshake and maybe give you the address. Maybe give you the right address.
And in that order.
That's right. Okay, we need to thank our sponsors, of course. Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials.
And VoiceOver Extra.
Source Elements.
VO2GoGo.
VoiceActorWebsites.com.
And J. Michael Collins Demos.
All right.
Isn't that guy everywhere?
I know. I'm working with him tomorrow. We're cutting a new announcer demo tomorrow.
Oh, great.
That'll be great.
Announcing. I hear it's coming back.
That's why I'm doing a demo.
That's the rumor.
That's right. We're doing an announcer demo.
And not ironically either.
Yeah, exactly. We'd like to thank the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the betterment of webcasting. Also, our producer, Catherine Curden, for getting great guests for us like Scott Parkin and Kit Vandenhoevel in 2 weeks. Mike Merlino wasn't in chat room duty. It was you and Sue were doing the chat room tonight.
Yeah.
Mike's doing more important things. Like,
how dare he?
The big time stuff in Hollywood. also our amazing technical director who just was par excellence tonight, Sue Merlino.
Yes, Sue.
Mike's mom. Yeah.
Just change the credit.
That's right. So that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for tuning in. We're here, well, it seems like every week, but you'll find us here on YouTube or on Facebook or all those other places.
Podcasting.
We're here. We're everywhere.
Just type VOBS and you'll find us.
You'll find us. Or some organization that's VOBS acronym. But anyway,
good luck finding
that's going to do it for us this week. We know it's not an easy business, but we're here to help. I'm Dan Leonard.
I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver.
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Yes. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there. in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios, who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success. In one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com.